Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
My friend. Okay, you're goading me, so you're goading me. You want me to go down this road.
All right, before you do, I want to remind you that college football lives right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Saturday, 8 a.m., we get you started. College football game time brought to you by Window Nation. WindowNation.com, Alumni Hall, guys, shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and all of the schools. It's where fans shop. Again, that is Saturday morning. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman are going to set you up. And then we got games. It's a doubleheader this weekend. Clemson at North Carolina, followed by Texas at Florida, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Go ahead and upset people.
No. It's just in the conversation because now we're talking about Brian Snicker's legacy. And I said it before. It's one of the greatest postseason runs by a manager we've ever seen. Whenever every decision, every button you push is on point. When to use Solaire, when to use Rosario, how to handle the night shift, when to get out of your starters into the night shift. Everything worked perfectly. And remember, it wasn't like it was a lights-out closer that year either. I mean, you had and every year, Brian Snicker, from the time he inherited a 68-win team from Gonzalez, took over this thing, they've never given him a stacked deck of great pitchers. Obviously, there was the turnaround, all the young studs come in, Acuna, Albies, etc. But if you look at the things he accomplished, he'd have 3/5 of a starting rotation. Alex would go get some stuff at the deadline, you know? And then you'd have to balance. Okay, it's Tuki Toussaint, and it's Julio Teheran, and it's, you take your pitchers who were always on that constant yo-yo from Gwinnett to the show. He had to handle all of that. And then later on, there were all the injuries. He won a World Series without Ronald Acuna. You know, he had to deal with Acuna part two. You know, Ozzy out all this time. And never really given the financial wherewithal to compete with the truly elites, especially even in the own division. So I think Snicker did a better job, smaller sample size, than Bobby Cox. And both are loved. And Bobby is a sacred cow, and I get it. And I had a guy going, how dare you? I didn't say Bobby Cox
is a... How dare you?
I'm not saying he's a bad manager. I'm saying Brian Snicker did more with less. And Bobby Cox did less with more. Because for 11 years, he had 3 Cy Young Award winners. He had Glavin, Smoltz, Maddox. He had so much pitching one year they couldn't even use guys like Denny Nagel in a best of 5. Snicker had an endless loop. It's like, do I go with Ian Anderson or, I got Fulte.
How dare you?
Or Newcomb, you know what I mean? Or a Gausman or a Dallas Keuchel. I mean, yes. And Bobby's legacy is, has nothing to do with my 2 cents. I'm just giving you my opinion. I think Snicker is one of the great managers in baseball. You wish he'd gotten an earlier start, got a chance late in life to do it as a lifer in this organization. But I just think the way he handled injuries, look, you can go season by season, Carl. Not every year was perfect. I mean, 19, we probably should have gone with Max Fried in game 1 against the Cardinals. Remember, that was the year he was used out of the bullpen. That was the year Fulte blew us up. Remember that game we had doing the show
gave
at Mercer?
Gave up 10 runs in like 2 innings.
My only criticism of Snit was how he embraced the new generation and not supporting Ronald Acuna. When Don Mattingly was throwing at him, when the Cardinals threw at him, speaking of 2019. But in the grand scheme of things, that's kind of nitpicking.
Did he upset you?
Well, you and I talked about Acuna a lot under Snicker's managership.
Yes. Yeah, no doubt. And look, that was a weird relationship. I think it was weird because you had Acuna, when he was hurt, coming out publicly and tweeting and putting stuff on social media, apologizing for it. I think in his own way, he was calling out, hey, what's good for the goose? Why not everybody else? But I'll say this, to your point, I agree with you. I think Snicker, from just what he had to deal with, guys, he didn't have 3 guys that went to the Hall of Fame on any pitching staff that he dealt with here. Not 3. So, Brian Snicker, for what he was able to accomplish in his 9 years, the divisional titles, the run to the World Series, the multiple playoff runs. Congratulations, man. Job well done, Snit. And I said it earlier, and I'll say it again. We love you. I'm glad he's going to steal. And look, I think, you know, Double A said this. Alex Anthopoulos is going to be a Brave for life. He is. But he turned 70 October 17th. I don't know about you, but when you've spent 50 years doing what you love and then you got a chance to get to the mountaintop, get out while you still can enjoy a little bit. And I'm not telling you that Snicker didn't enjoy managing because you saw how emotional he was. And I want to play a couple of things for you because he spoke this morning and when they made this announcement. But I also know, and we know this, if you follow Snit and this team and his family, loves his grandkids, loves hanging out with his family, do that, man. Because you did this really well, and now we've got to go find somebody who can put this together, and hopefully we can make another run at a World Series. He did do more with less. Here's Brian Snicker talking about it was always about the players, not him.
I never thought I'd hoist a trophy or be around a group of guys that that makes this so special. Because, you know, it's about the players. And we've been fortunate here to have probably the greatest group of players, coaches. The whole building is, and I said this after we won the World, it literally takes a whole building to do something special. And I've been blessed to be around great people within the Atlanta Braves organization. Everybody in that clubhouse, the player, it's about the players. God, the relationships and the friendships that I'll have the rest of my life for that group or the players. And it's just, it's so special.
I'll say this, and there's nothing wrong with your radio. He got emotional, so it sounds like he drops out. And then he says, as he's emotional, I'm setting this up for you as you can just visualize as you're, you know, listening. He says, GD, I'll let you take it from there. And he literally is holding back from just like right. That moment where you realize this is it. Damn it. Okay. What, you know, and he's trying to express himself. So your radio, there's nothing wrong with your radio or however you're listening digitally. It that's dropping out because that's what happened. Brian Snicker is not going to return as a Braves manager. When did he realize this? Big O, let's play this because he talked about that as well. Like, was this known 3-6 months ago?
And this is the truth, until like the last 3 weeks of this season, I know you can ask the coaches, I talked about, you know, this being my last year. You know, but when you're sitting in this seat and you're in the heat of the battle, I don't know, you know, and I said after I'm going to need a little time after that last out to really decide what I want to do. And and it was after I got home and I got to decompress a little bit that, you know what, I did decide that this is the right move. Because I said, if you wait to retire till you're ready to retire, you never will.
Yep. And again, you know, you and I were wondering were they going to kind of, you know, not force him out, but maybe have the conversation and go a certain way. Alex Anthopoulos did say, if he's a man of his word, that he would have, you know, it would be Snicker's decision, right? Yep. So he will be around the team. And now the question, of course, we'll have all week and into the, I would imagine, as Carl said, maybe it doesn't happen between now and a World Series. Maybe it does. Maybe they already have a candidate or a couple on their list. You know, generally, if you sit next to the skipper, you get to be the skipper. So that would mean Walt Weiss would be the guy that we might get the first crack at it. We've heard a number of names, Schumacher, the Marlins manager. That would be going outside the team. I doubt they do that. Mark DeRosa would be splitting the difference, right, as far as a guy with a tie to the organization, but wasn't on the bench next to Snit. But I think there's a couple of good options out there. I would personally love to see a fresh approach, but I'm not sure that's in the offing from the organization.
Yeah, I thought Brandon Gaudin did a really good job of talking about a few potential candidates. And again, he said, I don't know, you know, anything, but there are some guys that have been with the team or the organization for a short period of time that are now managers or are now in the league in that capacity that you might want to talk to. But I think you throw a wide net out there, Mike. You don't have to just hire somebody because they're here. I think you throw a wide net out there. But I'll say this. This is the cool thing. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And he loved Henry Aaron. when Henry Aaron passed away, Brian Snicker professed his love for this man. And part of it is because when he was in the minor leagues as a minor league catcher, it was Henry Aaron, who was a Braves executive, who said, "You got potential as a coach." And when Snick could have just walked away and not done a damn thing the rest of his career as far as baseball is concerned, he said, "Henry Aaron released me, and then he offered me a coaching job." And that changed his life. So my point to this, guys, is sometimes you don't know who sees talent in you, because you don't know if Henry Aaron saw this in him, Mike, and he knew that Snicker would go on to do these great things that he was able to accomplish. But, guys, we're talking about joining the Braves in 1977. That's why he's been with this organization 49 years. And some people might say, well, why not just get him to 50? It's his decision, right? He's
right.
Walking away. You don't think that if he wanted to come back for year 50 with the team, knowing the team as well as he does, that he probably could have. But I just feel like, Mike, there's a brain drain. There's a mental thing to this. 162, guys, is a lot.
Right, and we talked about it this year. And again, some guys, that people don't like any controversy. I don't like the, you know, it seemed like, not that he was disinterested, but I mean, like, it was a horrible start to the season. Nothing he could do about it. He's not up there swinging the bat. As guys got used to the new hitting instructor, and, you know, we talked about, you know, guys who eventually came on in the second half. But, you know, I didn't like the Kelnick situation. But again, that's and when you take his career in total, it's a pimple on his butt. Who cares, right? This guy was an amazing money manager. I think if you look at any manager over the course, if you're watching 162, to your point, you're going to complain about this.
You are.
Well, that. But I still think this guy did more with less. And to me, that matters. He had to go look at the starting pitching year after year. Look at some of the closers he had to deal with, you know. Mark Melanson was on the bump back in the early days. So, I mean, I just think he's a much like Bobby Cox. He's beloved. And to say that he's better than Bobby is not a knock on Bobby. I just thought he was more clutch. If you give him some of the resources Bobby had, maybe he would have done more. It's not Snicker's fault that the Freddie Freeman's camp wanted a 6-year or they decided that Dansby wasn't worth more money. What hurt this franchise is you lose your playing personality and leadership in that clubhouse. And you can't put that on Snicker. You know, it wasn't his fault that Freddie and Dansby weren't here. I think if they're here, I think things are different. I think if Max Fried is paid, he's, you know, things are different. But that's not his, that's beyond his control.
All right, it's something we'll be watching along with other moves from the Braves. Now, this is something else. Just add it to the list. If you have things that you want this team to accomplish this offseason, and it's a big offseason, guys, we can't just stay pat and, again, run it back and think everything's going
to
be okay.
Well, you didn't go to the playoffs this year. You barely, and that was, I thought last year of all the amazing jobs Snicker did with all the injuries and all, what he had, like, we did the numbers. It was like 40 some, I lost track how many different lineups he used last year just to make the wild card. Obviously, they were in over their head against San Diego, but that's a hell of a job. That was National League Manager of the Year worthy.
It really was. The guy I was thinking of, and I couldn't remember, is Stephen Vogt. That's the guy that was mentioned, and I think that, it's an interesting name. Don't know where they're going to go, but that's a guy I definitely want to talk to. I know he was liked when he was here with the clubhouse and in this Braves organization. All right, man, coming up, Turtle's got a full show for you tomorrow. By the way, Day-Day, we got a couple special guests, including the lovely and talented Barbara Dooley. She's going to join us tomorrow. Always love her. And Mike Griffin from Dog Nation, as we continue to talk about the Dogs. They got Kentucky this week. Look, we spent a lot of time on Alabama. They can't get caught sleeping against Kentucky. I don't care how bad you think they are. They got to show up Saturday, and I think the Dogs will. But a lot of conversation there tomorrow. More on what's going on around the NFL as well. These injuries are affecting a lot of stuff. And you fantasy football players, you guys know this.
Right.
I mean, these lineups are like, oh, I need to change a guy out. So we'll get into all of that and much more.
It's a bad bye week for this man right here, man.
You got a bunch of guys on bye?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's an L.
Yeah. I got to bench Jamar Chase.
Why? Oh, no production.
No delivery system.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I'm talking
about. That Jake Browning was a nice story.
It was.
It was. And you probably took Chase early in the draft. Yeah.
They're talking first overall.
Oh, God. They're talking about Jameis Winston to Cincinnati. And you know what Jameis will do, and I love the guy. But it'll be like a Fitzpatrick. He'll have a couple of games. He'll look good. And then he'll come back to what he is. You know, and that's probably not going to get them in the playoffs.
No, it's not, Mike.
Until Burrow's back.
And that's what, December they're saying, right? December? All right, man, we got to get out of here and clear our throat!
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for...
Let me clear my throat!
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Big shout out to our guest, Brandon Gaudin, today for jumping on. West Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. All the interviews online at Odyssey.com. Make sure you subscribe to Dukes and Bell. That way you get all of our exclusive content. And you can stay up on everything that's going on. Turtle's got the night show, 6 o'clock. Stay tuned. He's got a lot to get to as well. And by the way, Cubs won the first game yesterday. Top of the ninth right now. Padres winning 3-0. It's going to go, it looks like, to another game in this wild card series. All right, we'll see what the Yankees do and all that tomorrow as well. We'll talk about that even though our team's not in it. As Mike said, Max Fried got pulled last night and people are like, Boone needs to go. All right, man. Mike Bell, we got to move, man. Clear your throat.
Yeah, you just led me to it. Aaron Boone getting killed by New York media and with good reason. Max Fried's arm wasn't going to fall off with pitches 103 to 112, but the magic number, oh, he's at 102, against the bottom of the Red Sox lineup? Let him pitch. I mean, I'll never understand this. This is why you manage the innings and you manage the arm to get you for moments like this. These are best of three, Carl.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Best of seven. So, yeah, Aaron Boone, boo. And this might be, finally, for a lot of Yankee fans, the move, if they don't make it, that gets him got.
Ooh. I'll keep it baseball. And I just simply will say, for Braves country, Ryan Snicker, thank you. We appreciate what you accomplished. We celebrated a World Series with you. And hopefully, we'll celebrate more. But for everything you did for the Braves organization, more importantly for the fans, we appreciate you. Enjoy your time. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
You don't?
You're too sensitive, man. Jeez.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.